This meditation is more in the nature of contemplation. Contemplation or chintan. Primarily two kinds of contemplation is required. One is, the world is not mine. And the second is, God is mine. So I've put together this meditation to help us contemplate upon this. Everybody, please sit with your back straight. Your eyes closed, neck straight. Keep your eyes closed till the end of this meditation. First of all, visualize God standing before you in any form you wish. Think that Sri Krishna is here in front of you, in front of your eyes. God is present. And now make your mind think, oh my mind, Sri Krishna alone is my eternal relative. Because I am the soul and not the body. And that soul is a part of God. The body is made of mud. It works only because of the presence of the soul. The moment the soul leaves, the body will be burnt or buried and will turn into mud. So why give it so much of importance? O mind, the bliss that I want will not be attained from the world. That infinite bliss, that divine bliss, is only available in God. How many times I have made worldly desires, and how many times they have been fulfilled, but they came back again for the sake of small bodily pleasures. I undertook so much of distress while my eternal relative God is waiting for me with open arms. And I have turned my back towards him. Also, I must remember that worldly possessions which I am collecting will all be left behind one day. Nothing will go with me. I will leave this world empty-handed. Whether it's $1 million, all the big houses I built, all my dear possessions will all be left behind. I am so anxious for worldly prestige. But it will mean nothing at the time of death. The only thing that will go along after death is the spiritual treasure or love for God. So why not endeavor to increase it instead of fretting for the world? Oh, my mind, the people I consider as relatives in the world, are all related to the body. They are all temporary. When the body ceases, the relationship will also cease. Oh, my mind, I have made endless such relationships in past lifetimes. And they all ended. Besides, the basis of worldly love is selfishness. It is my mistake to think that people love me for my sake. The moment you don't fulfill their self-interest, all their love vanishes. This love is like that of a shopkeeper for self-interest. Saints have explained this to me endless times. Remember that until I attach my mind fully to God, I will not get released from the cycle of life and death. Love for the world will only result in repeated misery. Love for Radha Krishna will result in eternal happiness. Now heed to the teachings of the saints. And love Radha Krishna, love God with all your heart. Sri Krishna is such a relation of mine that been serving me since endless lifetimes. This body I have received is by His grace. The air I breathe is given by Him. The sunlight I utilize is all His creation. So let me decide firmly today that Sri Krishna alone is mine. Feel deeply that the world is not yours. God is yours. Feel deeply your connection with God. See yourself as a tiny part of God. Now keeping Radha Krishna in front of you, rub your palms together. Place your palms on your eyes. Relax your eyes, loosen the eye muscles. Relax your mind. Gently rub your eyes with your fingers. And with a few blinks, open the eyes. Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki.